The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Minister of Foreign Affairs Bruno Rodriguez warned that the deficient financing and lack of commitment of developed countries in the face of climate change endanger the survival of humanity and the world. On his account on X, Rodriguez pointed out that the year 2023 broke temperature records and the damage from strong storms, floods, droughts, and heat waves was significant. According to data from the World Meteorological Organization, there is a 66% chance that the average annual near-surface temperature between 2023 and 2027 will exceed pre-industrial levels by more than 1.5 degrees for at least a year. Added to this is a 98% chance that at least one of the next 5 years and the five-year period as a whole will be the warmest ever recorded. The Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, recently warned that the Earth's vital signs are failing. Record emissions, ferocious fires, deadly droughts, and the hottest year in history. We are miles away from the goals of the Paris Agreement and on the limit of being able to limit warming to 1.5 degrees. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel congratulated through his account on X the National Revolutionary Police on his 65th anniversary. The president expressed his congratulations on the 56th anniversary to the heroic combatants who do not rest in the fulfillment of the sacred duty of maintaining citizen tranquility and inalienable conquest of the revolution. For his part, Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz on the same social network also congratulated the PNR on behalf of the government and people of the island. The president of Cuba's National Assembly of People's Power, Esteban Lasso, also congratulated the members of the National Revolutionary Police on the 65th anniversary of its creation. The University of Havana is celebrating its 296th anniversary with the endorsement of having trained in its classrooms men of the nature of Cespedes, Agramonte, Mella, José Antonio, and Fidel, for which it will hold its central ceremony in the Aula Magna of the San Jerónimo University College. The alma mater arrives this Friday to the university of its founding with the pride of forming the new generations of Cubans in an integral and revolutionary way and with the commitment to be faithful to Fidel's ideas. The University of Havana is one of the Cuban institutions that treasures the greatest patrimonial, historical, and scientific wealth and, up to the present time, has gone through different currents of thought and the most difficult vicissitudes of our history. The deadline for admission of works to participate in the 18th Ibarra International Film Festival will open on January 15, according to the call published on the La Papeleta portal. The Ministry of Culture of Cuba, the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Art and Industry, the provincial government of Holguín, and that of the eastern town of Ibarra call for participation in the cinematographic event to be held from August 6 to 10, 2024. Materials of any nationality may compete, presented in their original language and with subtitles in Spanish, whose completion date ranges from 2022 to the present. The jury, for which category will be made up of renowned national and international figures from cinema, audiovisuals, and the arts, and the jury's decision will be final. And in the international agenda, we have that Nicaragua's exports to China this year may reach $200 million thanks to the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, between both countries, a government authority reported. The Nicaraguan Minister of Industry, Development, and Commerce, Jesus Bermudez, explained on local television that the FTA has an important economic complement and the export capacity to China can be increased fivefold, so they intend to export nearly $1 billion to China in about 5 years. Bermudez added that although in an FTA, the big winners are always the consumers, producers have the challenge of responding to Chinese demand, as well as competing with the Chinese investors, who will find an opportunity in the Nicaraguan market. Meanwhile, members of the Somos Barrio de Pie group will pronounce the effects of the measures applied by the government of Argentina with a protest in front of the hotel where President Javier Milei is staying. The participants in the demonstration will speak out against the serious situations in the communities. They will continue to make visible the lack of food in community kitchens due to the responsibility of the Ministry of Human Capital. At the end of December, the group held a similar protest in front of the ministry in rejection of the adjustment plan implemented by the country's leadership, which significantly aggravated the situation with the excessive increase in the prices of the food products basic basket. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.